Hello, I'm Kristen Marchand, and this is the Opiongo Line, a podcast dedicated to the local heritage and unique culture of the Upper Madawaska and Opiongo River Valleys here in Eastern Ontario, Canada. As many of you know, this is a big weekend here in Barry's Bay. It's the first time in 3 years that we have been able to gather together for that singular social and sporting event of the season, the Opiongo Heritage Cup. Ever since 2006, men and women of all ages have been fighting it out in dozens of hockey games at the Paul J. Yakubuski Community Center. In fact, nearly 375 players have been hard at it again this weekend, all with ancestors among the Algonquin, German, Irish, and Kashubian families who either lived along or settled near the Opiongo colonization road, some since time immemorial and some as far back as the mid-19th century. In fact, the Opiongo Heritage Cup is not really about hockey. It's really a celebration, a homecoming, if you will, of the lush diversity of heritage that goes to make up the communal culture that continues to percolate year after year here in the Opiongo and Upper Madawaska Valley. Still, there's nothing quite like a sporting event between old rivals to make for some mighty fine entertainment. And so we thought, why not take our microphones along to hear firsthand the hockey mania that has again gripped the valley this Opiongo Heritage Cup weekend? So it's now time to take you over to the announcer booth atop Center Ice in Paul J. Yakubuski Community Center at 65 Arena Road in lovely downtown Barry's Bay. It's where we're about to hear Mary Blank and Marie Villeneuve, the Opiongo Line's answer to Foster Hewitt and Danny Gallivan, who are already warming up, ready to cast a shrewd eye on those cannonading slap shots in one of the best showdowns this weekend, the 2023 Opiongo Heritage Cup Women's Championship game. Over to you, ladies.
Hello, I'm Mary Blank, and with me is Marie Villeneuve. We're here at the final championship game in hockey between the women's division of the Opiongo Heritage Cup. The winner of today's ice action gets to take home bragging rights, but also the much-coveted Opiongo Heritage Trophy. We're just above center ice here, and it's a game between the visiting Kashubian Griffins and the home team German Black Eagles. And the play is on. Down in the Kashubian zone, the Germans' shot on net goes wide. Fighting for it in the corner, up comes number 17, Kaylee Herwig. Shoots down the ice towards the German goal, back up the ice, and I believe it will be picked up. Right now, the puck is going back and forth from one end of the arena to the other end. The Kashubians have it in the German end, pass back to the point, along the boards, down in the corner, digging for it is number two, Hannah Trader. Around the corner comes the Germans, bringing it out of the zone, passing it up to number five, Courtney Pilgrim. The puck is back and forth, like I said. Puck is being picked up in the German zone again by number 7, Ruby Sell. Puck comes out to front, number 21 for the Kashubians, battling for it in the corner. Out comes the German team, up the boards, held in by the defense. Number 10, Haley Hutter for the Griffins. Back to Haley Hutter and the Griffins. Oh, she passes right over to the Germans, and away it comes, a one-on-one. A one-on-one, the Germans coming down. Number 15 passes back, nobody there to pick it up. Number 6 for the Kashubians picks up the puck, shoves it back down in her corner and around behind the net. The battle for it. Puck comes out to the front, but is picked up by the Kashubian number 10, Haley Hutter. Haley skating through, coming down the right-hand side, passes over towards the front of the net, goes behind the net, and is taken away by the German players. Play is down in the corner. The girls are battling for it. Puck comes out to number 10 in front, and she shoots on net. Easy save by the German goalie. Battling alongside the boards. The Germans have it, pass it out front. Puck intercepted by number 9 for the Kashubians. They maintain possession. Keep the puck in the zone, and out it comes over the blue line. Back in the Griffin zone, they shoot it up the ice, and the call is icing. So, Marie, what do you think of this, and who do you think is more likely to win this game today?
Well, it actually is already started up and down the ice, and we have a pretty good chance. Either team, they've had a good record getting to this far. On the German team, they've had 6 returning players from the 2019 Heritage Cup, 10 from the Kashubian team. So there's a good match here of old and new.
Okay, thank you. And the play is back in the zone. The drop and up comes through the center ice. Number 12 for the Kashubians. And the play is taken away from her by the defense of the German team. And over the line they go. Kashubians have it in their back corner. Around behind the net, number 17 takes it. Kaylee Herwig, and she is passing it up, skating through. Pass ahead taken by the German team. German defense pass it up the wing to number 18, Lily Zado. She doesn't get far with it. The puck is brought out again to center ice area, and the Germans have control. Back up the ice, and no icing as the puck goes down the far zone. Picking up the puck for the Kashubs is number 15, the captain, Summer Norlock. Summer circles around again, defending, passing up to her right winger. Up it goes to center ice. Puck picked up by number 6, Gracie Trubinsky, who shoves back in the corner. Number 11 sitting out in front of the net, waiting for a pass, defended by the Germans. Puck comes back to the point, and up comes the Germans. 3-on-2, starting to form. And they just get past the line, and the puck is taken away again by the Germans. Kicked over to the far boards. The Germans have it. Number 30, Brittany Norlock, picks up the puck, passes it up along the boards, but is intercepted by the German forward on that side. Play is scrambling in the corner here to our left, which is the Kashubian Griffiths end. Puck comes out to the blue line and is passed out and picked up the pass by the Germans in the far corner. There's a battle for it between two of the players, and he goes in behind the net. Chasing behind the Germans and up the boards to number 10 for the Kashubs, Haley Hutter, who passes it up, and it's a 2-on-2. A 3-on-2 has formed, and a shot on net by the Griffins, and a big save by goalie Maddie Sams of the German Black Eagles. So far, so good, Marie. How's it going?
Yes, it is. It's going pretty good. Actually, I noticed on the Kashubian goalie, they haven't had a lot of shots. Germans haven't been able to get a lot of shots on net. Those defensemen are holding the line there.
And the puck drop was won by the Kashubs, and they keep the puck in. However, the Germans pick it up in the crossing red line. 3-on-2 formed, and no shot as the defenders keep the puck out and out. Puck is held in at the line by the Germans, circling around and shooting with a huge save by number 1, Kristen Olszewski, the goalie for the Kashubs.
Captain Summer Norlock has been with the Kashubian team for 4 years and general manager. She's actually currently studying nursing practical program at Fleming College and plays for the Fleming Knights hockey team.
Thank you, Marie. Now we're back in, and the puck is down in the German end. Germans are being chased by the forwards, by the centermen of the Kashubs, and they're fighting for the puck on the right-hand boards. And a shot on net. Easy save by Maddie Sams, the goalie. Puck again being held in, fought along the red line. And the Kashubians are changing players. And it allows the Germans a time to set up. And here they come, down through center ice. Puck being played by Courtney Pilgrim. In she comes. The defenseman is setting up in front. And pass is picked off by number 12, Danielle Schala of the Kashubians, and she's battling on the boards with two other players from the German team, and the puck comes back once again and is covered. No, and the score, there was a scramble in front of the net. The Kashubian goalie went to cover it. She didn't have control, and the Germans stepped in, a shot and a score, a goal by the German Black Eagles to break the egg in today's game.
And those rebounds, got to watch them. They come out suddenly, and you got to keep on top of them. But she's been doing well, and maybe with more shots on net that.
All right, we're back to the play-by-play, and there was a fall along the boards. The puck is underneath one of the players. There's a bit of a battle going on, and it breaks free.
Black Eagles goal by 18, Zilizado. Assisted by Ruby Sell and Courtney Pilgrim.
Okay, and there we have it. Lily Zado scores the first goal of this game in the championship. And we have a whistle right now as there has been a penalty called to the Germans. Number 17, Ava Zado, is going in the penalty box. The Kashubians have a power play and put out their line, and the faceoff is down in the German zone. Good opportunity for the team to get back even on the scoreboard with some passing.
Yeah, Ava Zatto is actually a player that her mom was Crystal Pierce, who's also a player, so it's nice to see it runs in the family.
Black Eagles penalty to 17, Ava Zatto. 2 minutes for a high sticking.
Okay, we're back to play-by-play. The face-off is, puck goes into the German end behind the net. This is a power play set up by the Kashubians, who are trying to settle the puck down along the boards. Puck is back in the corner.
The pressure is on. We can certainly see it. They're setting it up.
The puck goes back to the point and a shot on net and a save. And the puck goes into the corner. They're working on setting it up again. These women are really chasing the puck and working hard to keep their team going. And a shot and a save by Maddie in net. Again, but puck goes back into the corner. Number 10 battling along. Basses is over out in front. Shot by number 3. Oh, and they're screened in front of the net. The goalie is down. The shots are coming. And puck is loose. Puck is loose. However, the referee blows the whistle to end the play.
Well, that was pretty good. They had 3 shots on net just in that short little time. And they do have less than a minute to add to that power play.
And here we go. We're all set up again, and the faceoff is down to the left of the goalie in the German zone, all set up. When the play's down in the corner, we have a difficult time to see it, but we will carry on as best we can. The puck is held in along the boards by the defense, who pulled up. Puck over to the center of the ice in front of the net. A shot coming, a save by the goalie, and she covers it up. Another excellent opportunity for the Kashubes. And here we go. We're going over to the other side now for a face-off, a change-up of lines, some new players coming on to refresh the play.
Women's hockey for the Heritage Cup was first introduced in 2007. So it's great that they're still playing hard.
Face-off was won by the Germans in their own zone, and they are attempting to get it out. It's held in at the line by the Kashubians, and the Germans end up with the puck and shoot it down the ice.
Well, the Kashubians certainly have applied the pressure, with most of that play being in the German end, and they're back up.
Here they come again, number 10, skating up with the puck to Haley Hutter. She's battling for it in the corner, and the penalty is over. They're back to full strength on the German side, who held off through the goalie, making some excellent saves. Oh, and there's a schmozzle at the boards as the gate opens, and here comes Zatto out of the penalty box. She gets a shot and falls down on the play. Down around comes the puck, and it's up to Hannah Hutter on the boards on the far side. A battle for it. The puck is picked up by the Germans, and a shot on net with a save by the goalie, Kirsten Olszewski.
These girls, a lot of these girls that have come back, continue to play hockey outside of the Heritage Cup. Some of them playing on teams at college. Two of the girls play on the intramural team at Trent University.
And the faceoff was in the Kashub zone, and the Germans have it in the corner. They pass it up, and the shot is coming from the far side. She's coming back around behind the net. Play back to the point. And the puck is out and over the line. And number 4, it's at developing a 2-on-1 break. However, there was some problems with the puck along the boards, and it is shot in by the Kashubians. Here come the Germans down towards the blue line of the Kashubian team, and they shoot it up the ice. And icing is waved off as it was touched by the German player on the way through. Here they come, the Germans again, heading down the ice. Number 12, Kaylee Glupke, also known as Kaylee Welk, who's been a familiar part of the team over the many years that the Germans have been involved. Puck is held in at the line by Kaylee, and she is a 1-on-1, and a shot coming up. She dekes the defenseman. Shot taken at the goalie. Goalie makes a huge save, and a battle for it behind the net. Things are getting a little bit feistier now as the play goes on. I think both teams realize the importance of this game, and the Kashubes are called for icing.
And there's no doubt about that. The team's with a 1-0 lead. That's a pretty wide open game yet. And I'm sure that the patience will be tested on both sides of these teams, who have met before.
Hey, there's 4:01 left in the first period. And the face-off won by the Kashubians, and out they come to the red line, center line, and the puck is taken over by the Germans, who cross the blue line into the Kashubian zone. Zatto passing it out in front, not able to get a shot away. Back to the point it goes. The Germans are putting on a lot of pressure on the Kashubians right now and hoping to try and get another goal here. Puck comes out front, but the Germans in front was covered. A shot on net just to clear the puck in. Save made by the goalie, and here come the Kashubians again. Puck sent up the ice, and another icing call as the player fell as she tried to retrieve the puck.
Yeah, there's a lot of young girls on this team as well as some veterans, and hate to say veterans at 18 or 20, but we have a 16-year-old, and minor hockey has played a big part in some of these girls who have started out playing and have continued to play, and it's great to have this tournament to come to.
Okay, the faceoff was taken by Kuznowski down in the Kashubian end. Puck comes around the net, and players are battling in the corner. The puck is picked up again by Kuznowski, who's skating through, coming up across the blue line, coming to her own zone, leading the race up the ice, down into the shot, and a shot made. A shot saved by the goalie, and the play is called as the puck was covered.
Hannah Trader from the Kashubian team is the daughter of Larry Trader, and in our lobby we have dedications to both Larry Trader and Rodney Shute, who were local boys that played in the NHL. So it's great that his daughter has taken up the hockey stick and continue the tradition.
Okay, and I think we have an injury on the play. I'm not sure if it's with the goaltender or if it's with one of the players on the ice, but it seemed to be with the goaltender. It would be bad if it was, because I think there is only one goaltender for the German team as well as the Kashubian team. The trainer is out on the ice at this time and is tending to things, and we hope all is well. There was a pretty big scramble in front of the net, and I think she's up on her knees now. The trainer is up as well, and I think the play will continue.
Okay, well, it certainly is a good effort by both sides, and there the crowd cheers. She's up and about, and because we certainly don't want anybody getting hurt, and good support system in place all the time for the safety of the players, all players, and that's why a trainer on the bench is so important.
Okay, face-off in the German end, and taking it is Kaylee Herwig, and her team are all backed up and ready to go. Puck goes back to the point, and a shot, and it just misses the net. The goalie seemed to be okay on that play, and puck comes down the ice, and it is picked up in the Kashubian zone by Summer Norlock. Passes it off. Play going behind the net, and Grace Trubinsky has the puck, shoots it up to the blue line. However, the player was covered by the Germans, and the puck comes back down, and the girls will try it again as they come back in behind the goalie, and the Germans change players. And here we go, up the boards to number 14, Haley Gallette. Puck goes back in again. A shot, blistering shot from the points. Easy save by the goalie. And there's a trip in the corner as one of the Kashubian players goes down. No call on the play. The Germans have the puck out in front, and a shot comes, and a save by the goaltender, and she scoops it up.
And the Kashubians, while they're changing, we know that as many girls have traveled far and wide, and one of them, Abby Rakuski, number 5, is an 18-year-old, and she flew in from Nova Scotia, and she plays on a team out there at her school at St. Francis University. So great to have them at our tournament here in the little town of Barry's Bay.
Yeah, it's great to see everyone come back, and you know, Marie, over the years, I think we've played with some of their mothers. And the puck is dropped, and it's coming out of the zone. The Germans have it at the red line, at center line, and being checked heavily by the Kashubians, who are trying to rally their play so they can at least tie up this game. They've had great opportunities, but just can't seem to get the puck past that goalie in the net for the Germans, Maddie Sams.
Yeah, that's the important thing. No matter what, just make the shot. It's not a goal if you don't aim at it, but they have been applying the pressure.
Okay, and here we go. Coming up the ice is number 10, Haley Hutter, and a shot on net, and a big save by the German goalie, Maddie Sams.
Well, they do have been out shooting the German team, so we just got to make sure one of them gets in this final, almost final 1 minute of play left in this opening period.
Face-off is won by the Kashubians down in the zone, the German zone, and there's a battle for it to the right of the goaltender. Puck comes around in behind the net, scooping it up and skating down the ice with it, ready to pass over to number 12, Kaylee Gopke, and she is battling across behind the net. Puck comes out in front, but picked up by the Kashubians, and they head down the ice on a 3-on-2. Fake shot by the Kashubian player. Puck comes around the net, comes out in front, and there's a scramble forward and goes to the right. We are now in the last few seconds of this period, and puck is still in the corner down in the zone. They're fighting for it. The Kashubians have the puck around the net. Players have fallen, and the puck is scooted out along boards towards the point, and the puck comes out over the edge. All right, here we go with 14 seconds left, and coming across the blue line, it's Kashubians, and get a puck is in behind the net. The Germans have control, and we're going to get a whistle here as the period ends. And at the end of the first period, the German Black Eagles women's team 1, Kashubian Griffins women team 0. Period 2 coming up shortly.
Well, there's still lots more time in the game. Even with a 1-0, that the game is wide open.
Yes, anybody's going to win this one, and both teams will now take a break, go to the dressing room, and I'm sure there will be some strategy discussed and a lot of things as we go along. Just want to mention the coaching staff and the managerial staff of these teams. The German Black Eagles, their coach is Jeff Kiel. General manager is Chummy Gino and honorary captain Melanie Gino. And for the Kashubian team, the head coach is Dennis Norlock. Assistant coach is Jim Kosnowski. The GM is Summer Norlock and honorable captain Brenda Stamplikowski. Now, she went by Brenda Hearn when we played hockey with her, didn't she, Marie?
Yes, she did. And she was on the original team when we first started in 72 with the dream of having that having women play hockey, because back then we weren't allowed in minor hockey. So it's great we moved on from there, played for many years, won the WHA Cup not long after it was famous with men, but we scooped the title. But yeah, she's the honorary captain.
And it's great to see Melanie Gino out there, too, because she has done a lot to support the German Eagles team over the years. And also, there's a number of these players that have played also in the Chicks with Sticks organization of women's hockey. And there still are a few teams. At one time, there were 6 women's teams that played every Friday night. I think now they're down by a couple of teams, but they're still out there doing the game.
Yeah, remember that, Mary? We even got in on that in our golden years here.
Yes.
Yeah, break a leg over that?
Somebody broke a leg. I was playing in a tournament, yes, and I was tripped. We were in Padawawa, and I was tripped and broke my fibula. And
I know, I was on the bench and heard the crack.
Yeah. And so that was the end of my career for that year. And I did not get to play in the Heritage Cup that year because of the broken leg, even though I had been chosen for the team. And it's great because Marie and I both played together on the Kashubian women's team in the Heritage Cup previous to these years, as well as many, many women from the Valley.
Yes, and actually, when I couldn't play, because of course I felt a little bit too slow, the ante was changing, I resorted to coaching and coached the Kashubian women's team for 2 years, 2 seasons, and the first season we won the coveted Women's Heritage Cup trophy for the first time. And it's great to see it's still around and women are still fighting for it. Now, we didn't have the Algonquins in this year because, of course, post-COVID, it was a little about, you know, getting organization, and it takes a lot of effort to put it all together. But we have 3 strong teams, and we're really hoping for the Algonquins to return next year in this women's division.
Absolutely. The Irish women's team, the Shamrocks, played very good hockey. They battled right out down to the last and unfortunately could not make the win column enough to get into the final. Just so you know, some of the names here for people that are on these teams, just going to go quickly through the names, the rosters. German Black Eagles, Maddie Sams, Samantha Tomasini, Bridget Zatto, Courtney Pilgrim, Mackenzie Summers, Kaylee Keel, Ruby Sell, Lane Jessup, Robin Summers, Maddie Gino, Kaylee Globke, Talia Hillebrandt, Hannah Summers, Ava Zatto, Lily Zatto, Maggie Hartwig, and Caitlin Keel, all names familiar to the Valley. The Kashubian Griffins women's team, Kirsten Olszewski, Hannah Trader, Kirsten Rakuski, Abby Rakuski, Grace Turinski, Hillary Mask, Haley Hutter, Sarah Kuznaski, Danielle Shala, Stephanie Shala, Haley Gallette, Summer Norlock, Lauren Gallette, Kaylee Herwig, Robin Dombrowski, Alicia Kachubek, and Brittany Lorlock. So it's great to have these women out here and participating today and every day. And aren't the crowds amazing this weekend, Marie?
Yes, they are. People are coming out in droves. They've been stuck inside for way too long, and are great to have the Heritage Cup back in operation in Barry's Bay at the Paul J. Yakubowski Arena. That is It opened up in 1980, and it's just had a $1.2 million overhaul, and it is great. It's nice to see the fresh paint, the new ice surface, and it's shifted a bit, but just an amazing infrastructure within our township.
When the new arena was built back in 1980, when the official opening 1980, the cost at that time for this arena was $800,000. So that gives you an idea of what it costed at that time. And Marie, I remember going back to the old Gray Lady, the old arena down on Main Street in Barry's Bay. And it was built in 1950 at a cost of approximately $7,000 to $8,000. And at that time, it was a huge a contribution to the community. And unfortunately, there had been some accidents in arenas built of that style. And so the provincial government condemned many of the small town arenas. So the old Gray Lady here was condemned in around 1970-71, I believe it was. And I can recall that at that time, the community was devastated, because where do you find the funds? Where do you get the money to build anything new? And it was a controversial issue, as normally anything is in small communities. It was decided that they would go for a brand new arena and knock down the old one and sell it. So the new arena was a great benefit. But as you remember, in order to keep the old Gray Lady open for another year or two before we got the new place built, the government allowed any communities to keep their arenas open as long as the snow load on the roof was monitored on a weekly basis. And the council members at that time took turns every week, and they would measure the amount of snow, and any people that were interested, the staff, volunteers, and I remember our women's hockey team up on that roof shoveling the snow off in the middle of the winter so that other people and everyone could have the use of the arenas again. So that's how things go in a small town.
Now, I remember, Mary, and I'm sure you do too, we did a fundraiser for the new Paul J. Yakubowski Arena too. Our team did a skate-a-thon of 100 laps to raise money. It was everybody chipped in. All teams, whatever they could to help to get ready for the opening of that new arena. And of course, our dream was to continue playing our team in that new arena. Yep. And we did, actually, not so much. It was a little more expensive. Team, you know, we grew up, went to school, but we did return many times, called the old timers then, and played some of the old timer teams, a lot of hockey players that were older and came out either in the arena here, or actually we also played an old timers game on Kaminiskag Lake in front of the marina that was there at Timberfest.
Yes, I remember that, and we played against the Lions. The Lions Club had
a
team,
is that who was?
And that's who we played against. And there's a picture
of
that in the lobby. And we won. There's a picture of that in the lobby. And I was accused of breaking someone's nose.
Well,
Yep, but it wasn't. It wasn't me.
They'll use anything.
Oh, they did. Anyway, lots of fun and adventure. And it's so great to see so many people. And we're sitting up here in the booth that was built by the figure skating group many, many years ago. So they also use the arena for many things. And it's good to see that, because I know my three boys were involved in figure skating in the Can Skate program in order for them to better themselves as skaters. And a lot of people still to this day do. I was out to their event here a few weeks ago, and a lot of them were out there and working on their skills. And I'm so amazed at the skating group, as well as minor hockey, and for all the benefit they have given to the community throughout the years.
Well, back in the day, the first local game that was recorded in Barry's Bay by Nora Landon, Nee Murray, Tom Murray's younger sister, back in February of 1910. It was played at the old Pleban Arena, a natural open-air ice rink cobbled together along the Sherwood River, now more of a creek. That was just across the road from where our Tim Hortons was built, that's built now. And that was over about 100 years later here in town. Not much is known about the first recorded women's game, other than 18-year-old Nora herself was involved, along with her friends.
You know, Maria, I looked at those pictures in the lobby today set up by the station keepers who have a display on of hockey throughout the years here in Barry's Bay and area. And I'm looking at those women in their long dresses, and I'm wondering how they could get their skates on. Hopefully they had help getting them on. But I can't imagine skating today with a long dress on. I have a hard time skating as it is anymore.
Well, remember our first inaugural year, and we have the pictures in the old This Week newspaper of Barry's Bay, where we played the first year in girls' figure skates. And boy, those picks certainly had its own danger. But we did graduate to hockey skates the following year, and we're at it full tilt by then. One of our players, I remember Judy Whalen, she was my left winger. She used to run on the picks, and boy, could she go down the ice.
I shaved my picks off because they were just in my way. I remember doing that.
Yeah. But I mean, it was you played with what you got. You used your brother's equipment or friends or neighbors or relative. But you know what? Nothing would hold back these girls. And we went on full tilt the next year when we actually ended up being in a league with two teams from Pembroke, one from Renfrew, and us, and we won that first coveted trophy for the WHA Association, Women's Hockey Association.
We had a number of players, too, that played from Killaloe and Cumbermere because we were mainly associated with the high school, and that's where we convinced everybody to come out and join us. So then, after a few years, I believe Cumbermere ended up having their own women's hockey team, and they used the Palmer Rapids ice for their home ice. And I remember your sister, Jackie, telling the story to me one time. I wasn't at this game, but in the dressing rooms, they had these old wooden stoves. And on this old wooden stove in the middle, you'd have the arena guy would come in and shove a couple of big blocks in to keep it up. And in between periods, we would go in there to warm up because it was so cold in the arena in Palmer Rapids. And one of the girls put a penny on the stove and it melted. So that tells you how hot it was in there at that time.
And we had never had a problem with girls being late. I'll tell you that, because you know what? We always made sure we got that dressing room that was warm, because the other one, if you were late, it was cold.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Over the years, we've played with many, many people, and it's good to see a lot of them out here today, like from Killaloe, the Ofelskis, and all those girls. It's awesome. It's awesome to see them and to see their children playing here today as well. It's funny, I made a comment to somebody, I felt like saying, well, I played hockey with your grandmother. So that kind of dates us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And actually, my own daughters have that funny, when I come in strange places and I meet these young girls or younger women than me, and they say, how do you know? I say, well, I played hockey with them. Even on the golf course. It's like, how do you know her? I played hockey with her. Yeah. Or at least someone in the family. And I just want to mention, too, coming up, which is a really big thing, is the Women's World Championships are coming up in Brampton this year. Starting in April. I think they're starting April 5th. And the bronze medal game is April 16th. And the gold medal game is April 16th.
Yes.
Also. And so lots of hockey to watch on TSN. And women alive and well, thriving across the world.
Yes, to watch those games. I remember going to the World Championships in Ottawa a few years ago.
2013.
And it was just unbelievable. And I kind of giggled to myself at that time because I was not a fan of the Senators. And I'm a sometimes fan of the Senators as well as anybody else. But the Russian coach was Yashin. And to see him standing behind the bench, I don't think the women listened to a thing he said. just goes to show you.
Yeah, the only disappointing part about the 2013 was the gold medal game. Canada did so well in the preliminaries and in the semifinals, and they lost in that gold medal game. But you know what?
To the rival Americans.
Yes, to the rival Americans. But being there meant the world, because you're seeing all these teams from Japan, Sweden, Switzerland, USA, Germany, Finland. It was great.
And the thing is, too, that women's hockey has so far progressed so far. The women's game is totally different than the men's game. It's in many respects, and they have developed their own style of game, and it's great to see them out here. And this year, I know that a lot of the fans have commented on how far it has come here in the Valley as well. So here we are coming out now for the start of the second period. The Kashubian Griffins are gathered around, getting last-minute notes from their coach, encouraging them to continue. Okay, here we go with the start of the second period. Again, it's the switch sides here now, as the Kashubian Griffins are now down in the opposite end to my right, and the German Black Eagles are to my left. And the drop of the puck, and here it goes, back down to the Kashubians. Battle along the boards at the line. Puck passed out towards center. Picked up in the back end by number 14, Talia Hillebrandt, for the Germans. She is checked by number 2, Hannah Trader, and the puck is sent back in again. Puck is coming along out the zone, passed up, intercepted by the Kashubian team, and the puck comes back and picked up by Kashubian players as we... Oh, the game is going so fast, I can't stumble over some of these plays. Sorry for that. Oh, and a player goes down in the corner, and there's going to be a penalty called. Penalty coming to, I believe, the German player? Yes, it is. Number 17 is going back in the box again.
Oh, that's her second penalty.
Eva Zado back in. I think it was body contact, but I'm not sure. And the faceoff is in the German end. Shot on net, saved by the goalie. Back comes the puck to the blue line and out. So they'll have to regather.
Black Eagles penalty to number 17, Eva Zado. 2 minutes for roughing.
And the puck is back down in the net. A weak shot on net by the Kashubians. And
net's
the net
off
is.
The
net's off. That must be the German, the Russian player, net's off. Sorry about that. My senseless humor at times gets the worst of me. And we're going back here with 1:28 left in the penalty. And the Kashubians are trying to tie up this game and keeping the puck in their zone. Oh, and the puck is shot down the ice all the way down to the Kashubian end. And chasing down the puck, Kashubians are trying to gather together, and up they come. Up the center ice, four women across, I'm sorry, and the puck crosses the line but is being taken over by the German team. And they ice the puck down the ice again as a penalty kill continues for them. They have a strong penalty kill, Marie.
Yeah. Well, number 6, Kaylee Keel, she's from Killaloe, from the Ottawa Valley. She played for the Thunder A division team and is actually still playing for a competitive team in Kingston while she's attending Queen's University right now.
Awesome. Wonderful to see these women out there and doing those things. Puck is down again in the German end. However, the Kashubians cannot keep it in, and back down the ice they go with 20 seconds left in the penalty. The puck is held in at the line by the Germans. And away come the Kashubians. Up the ice comes number 10, Haley Hutter, and she gets a shot on, but it's a little bit short of the net. Puck is in behind the net, and there's a lot of coverage. A puck comes across to the Kashubian, and it's a shot on net, and it misses. A lot of scramble as we go. The puck is coming down the ice again, and it's a breakaway. Number 17 out of the penalty box, and she scores! Out of the penalty box, the puck comes to Zado. She dangles up the ice and beats the goalie on the glove side.
Pretty quick thinking, comes down the penalty box, and gives them a bit of an edge on this game, but we still have lots of game left.
Yes, there's lots of game left and a lot to happen yet. You never know in these days what happens on the ice. Okay, we're lining up at center ice, and it's a 2-0 lead for the German team. A lot of way to come back here now for the Kashubians, but they have the talent, they have the team, and they need to get things lined up, and away they go. And the puck is at the German blue line, and it's called offside.
Black Eagles goal by 17, Ava Zatto. Assist by Lane Jessup and Robin Summers.
That was a great goal to pass out of their own end up to the penalty person coming out on the ice. And here come the Kashubians again, down center ice. They're on a 3-on-2, skating in. And the puck goes into the corner. Players go down. No call on the play, as it was a slip, I think. It is a call.
Oh, yeah.
It is an interference call.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so the Kashubians will go back on the power play. And I'd like to acknowledge a couple of people up here in the booth with us. We have Dr. Jason Malinowski up here, and he's doing the music and the announcing for the games all weekend, so thank you for that. And to our left, we have Barry Conway, who is also doing the podcast here for us today. So thanks, lads. Happy to be here, they say, with big smiles. And the Kashubians have the puck in front of the net and shot down the ice. Good play by the Germans. Puck comes across the blue line, up ahead to the German blue line. In they go. A shot coming from, oh, and it's a nice rising shot and a save made by the German goalie.
Black Eagles penalty to number 14, Talia Hildebrand. 2 minutes for interference.
Puck is still in the German zone and, oh, almost held in by Hilary Mask. Puck shot down on a clearing play by the Germans, and the Germans change players. Here come the Kashubians battling along the boards, passed up to the center, up to the middle. Number 11 is going after it, Sarah Kuznowski, and makes a shot. Beautiful save by the German goalie.
Well, that's 5 shots that the Kashubians have had on net since the beginning of the period, but just not connecting. They've got a pretty good powerhouse there in net for the German team.
Yeah, she is pretty well settled in there. She knows her position, and the girls are going to have to find a different way to try and get that puck past her. They've been she's been watching the plays and playing very well, and face-off down in their zone, won by the Germans. And is taken back behind by Samantha Tomasini. She passes up the boards and intercepted by the Kashubians. A shot on net. Another shot on net. A scramble. And another shot on net. Oh, and it misses. The goalie's still down, getting up slowly. However, there was a very, very many shots on net there. A lot of scramble in front of the net. 36 seconds was left in the penalty. And the play is blown down at the blue line, as the Germans were scrambling to get on and off the ice. Okay, so the play is down in the Kashubian end, and a shot attempt by the German team, and up comes the puck, up through the center. Here come the Kashubians, number 17, ready to back check on the play. Puck held in and then out again by number 11, Sarah Kuznowski.
Was that called on the offside?
Oh. Yes, it was called on the offside. The puck came in and out. It's great to see so many people walking by us here and waving at us. They don't think we're doing anything in particular, but they're trying to make contact with us here. It's great to see so many folks. Good to tell you, eh, Marie?
Yes, it is. And we certainly have had a good turnout this year. Yesterday alone, there was over 750 people, fans, and that's not even counting the weekend passes.
Wow. There we go.
I think it's a record year.
It is. It's great to see so many people out. And breakaway here, number 12. Oh, and it goes high, sailing over the net. Number 12, Kaylee Welk. And a scramble in front of the net again. And the goalie's down. The puck is underneath them, and it comes around behind the net. Germans have it in the corner, and it's a misplay. And a penalty, I believe, is coming up to the Kashubians.
Oh, well, that's the first one of the game.
I think it was, because I saw the goaltender coming up and skating towards her bench, so I believe. Yes, it is. It is a penalty.
Is that interference?
I'm not sure what he's calling on that play, because I couldn't see it. There was a head bobbing in the way.
So, Germans go to the power play.
Okay.
They better have a good plan in place to kill off this penalty.
The
Kashubians.
Kashubians will be working hard, trying to, and I'm sure they'll do their best to try and get a shorthanded goal in as well. Play is shot down. The ice is coming up the ice now, are the Germans. Pass across, and the play goes into the far corner, down in the zone. Kashubians are battling off here because they have a penalty, and the power play, Germans are battling it over. Puck comes out in front of the net, a shot, pass, and a shot again. Out comes, it's a one-on-one play coming up. Number 11, Sarah Kuznowski. Oh, number 12, sorry. Danielle Schella. The penalty kill. Puck is shot into the zone. picked up by number 15, Summer Norlock. Skates in behind the net. Shoves it up the ice. Oh, the puck is held in by the Germans near the blue line. Turning around and passing it over. And then play is made by number 12 again as she shoves the puck down the ice. 51 seconds left in the penalty to the Kashubians, and they are making play changes as they go. The players coming off the bench, fresh legs on the ice, and the Germans ice the puck on the power play.
Griffin's penalty to number 3, Kirsten Rakowski, 2 minutes for interference.
And with the faceoff down in the German end, puck comes out, number 10, Haley Hutter with the puck. Dumps it into the corner. No one there except a German player who comes around, passes it around to her defenseman. Number 5, Mackenzie Summers, dumps the puck up the ice. And the goaltender comes out of the Kashubian net and covers the puck for a face-off down in the far end.
You know, Mary, it's nice to see the Kashubian team where we have, and that's in a lot of the teams, we have two sisters playing, Jenna and Sarah Kuznatsky, and both of them being returning players. So it's great to see a lot of family women, girls, participating.
Yes, and the Shala girls, Danielle and
yes.
Stephanie, sisters there. We played with a couple of sisters from Killaloe over the years. And they were great players, the Ofelski girls, Tammy and Mary Lynn.
Oh, they were a defense you could not get through.
Yep. And their family, their children have played in the Heritage Cup on numerous teams over the years.
Yes, actually, when I played in a Chicks tournament, I actually played again with Mary Lynn in Renfrew.
Yes. Yeah.
Back not that long ago.
Okay, the Kashubians are coming up the ice. The penalty is over, and the Kashubians killed that one off. Coming out of their zone are the Germans, passing the puck up towards center ice, met by the Kashubians, and coming down the ice, number 21, Robin Dombrowski, chasing around the net. She goes after the German player and trying to keep the puck in at the blue line is number 14, Haley Gallette. Back in it goes. It's tough to get through the center ice area at times. Sometimes the long passes seem to help.
Yeah, they've really got to get moving here. I know there's still lots of game left, but they got to break that zero and get one in behind that goalie.
Yes, and they're doing their best to try and keep it. And the Germans are pressing, too, keep coming down the ice, looking for another goal and to keep their lead in as is with two and trying for that third. So it's a great game. It's really a great game. Chance to clear the puck. It was broken up by the Germans to get a shot off. However, the Kashubians get the puck out out of the zone. Back come the Germans again across the line. A shot on net, scrambled by the goalie, but she manages to cover it up. Okay, Marie, so with 5 minutes left in this game, how do you think we're going to end up?
Well, I'm wondering when they're going to call a timeout or come up with a plan. Now, their coach, Dennis Norlock, which is Summer's dad, he's been coaching for well over four. I think when I talked to her, she said 6 years. So he's pretty dedicated, and there better be a plan in place if they want to move into contention here.
Okay, the faceoff is down in the Kashubian zone, scramble in front of the net for the puck. Out it comes, out over the line, comes to the center ice, and there's a battle for it, and the Kashubians end up with the puck, and a shot on net, the Kashubians are trying their hardest to keep the puck in the zone, get some shots in, get some scrambles in front of the net, puck in the corner. There's a battle in front of the net between the defenseman and the forward there, and it's going to end up with another scramble, and picking up the loose puck is a German player, Kaylee Glupke, and she's coming up with the puck and passes it off. And she loses it at the blue line. And it's picked up by number 2, Hannah Trader. And gets a shot on net, goes around the net. Puck picked up by number 3. And the Germans shoot it down the ice. Back there picking it up. Kashubians around the net trying to form a plan to get out of their zone. Up along the boards, across center ice. Across the blue line, number 10 has it. A shot on, and it misses the net. It was deflected by a German stick along the way. Battle across at the blue line, try to keep the puck in. Almost had a breakaway by the Germans. And the puck ends up out of play. Well, 3 minutes and 30 seconds, so 3.5 minutes left, and the it'll be interesting to see when and how the Kashubians will decide to whether to pull their goalie in attempt to get another player on the ice. She is outside of her zone. She is heading towards the blue line and watching carefully.
I'm sure the pressure is on, and they're doing their best.
Puck is in the corner. The Kashubians are on it. Comes out in front, but there's nobody there. Out come the Germans over the blue line. Kashubians have it. Passed up ahead. Number 7 goes in with it.
Oh, they're changing up. Fresh legs needed.
Fresh legs needed for sure. They're keeping the puck down in the zone here. And out it comes. Out it comes. 2:50 left in the second period in the game. And the German team are playing takeaway. And they're passing the puck, and it comes in across over the line to number 12 again. Kaylee Welk, Glopke, who makes a shot on net, but a save by the goaltender. So the Germans have not given up. They are still working hard, playing takeaway, picking up the puck wherever they can, and the frustrating the attempts by the Kashubians to get the puck out of the zone and down the ice and with 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, they certainly are sharing.
Another shot. Oh. Another shot by Kaylee Glopke. The rebound goes to the side and put into an empty net by the German player. I'm not sure which one that was, but I'm sure we'll find out in a minute. So they kept the pressure on. They kept them moving, and the Kashubians were scrambling, trying to keep the puck out. Interesting. We'll see what happens now with 2 minutes and 11 seconds left and the face-off at center ice.
Well, the Kashubians have been in this position in the final game, and you know what? They're skating a good team, but they got to keep the pressure on.
What has helped the Germans a lot is their goaltender. She has made many saves in this game, and it could be a very different story, a closer game. It has been a close game. It's just the goals have been sporadic and have been...
Black Eagles goal by 15, Hannah Summers, assisted by 12, Kaylee Glopke.
There we go. There's one of the local ones. Summers scoring on that one. And the puck is down in the Kashubian end, so it's going to be difficult for them to get their goalie out if they're going to do this with a minute 30 left in the period. The Germans have really hemmed them in the last 5 or 6 minutes of this game. We have a call on the ice of icing, so the puck is coming down. This may be one of the last opportunities for the Kashubians to win the faceoff, get a shot or two on net, and scramble for a rebound.
Yeah, number 10, Robin Summers, is the daughter of Christine. And, Jeeve, I remember, Mary, you and I both playing with the chicks on our team.
Oh, yes.
So it's great to see her daughter out there playing.
And the Kashubians have pulled their goalie. She's out of the net now, and it's a 6-on-5 down with the faceoff down in the German zone. And here we go. The faceoff is won by the Kashubians. They get back to the point. Oh, and it bounces out. And back down they come. They're back down behind their blue line, their own blue line. And they're being chased by the Germans. They want to keep them hemmed in their own zone. Break up any passes and plays. And here they come again. Kaylee Glopke over the line. She's got the puck. And she's going to shoot into an empty net. And that pretty well seals it for the game this afternoon. All of the games played by the women have been very close-scoring games, and this is no exception. As I said, the goaltending has been very good in this, and it has made a big difference in the outcome.
But they play strong and hard as a team, and that's great. I'm glad that their goalie was okay, but our goalie certainly is getting a lot of work in this half of the game.
Yes, they are. It's a face-off at center ice, and there's a scramble for it. The Kashubians are battling, and it comes back to their blue line. A pass up to the middle, and number 12, Danielle Schala, has it, and she's trying to hold it in at the line. Scramble on the far boards. 40 seconds left in the game. Germans have it in their corner, and Wheeling coming out.
German Black Eagles goal by number 12, Kaylee Glopke, unassisted.
25 seconds left, and the Germans are trying to hold them at the line as the Kashubians come in, dump the puck into the corner. And we're back down now to 15 seconds. Any more shots at net? No, and up comes the Germans, moving up the ice and icing the puck down to the far end. And the Kashubians have it in their own end. And the countdown is on. 2-1-0. And the game is over. And congratulations to both teams and to the German Black Eagles on an exceptional game played with a 4-0 win. Exceptionally played by the Kashubian women as well. And congratulations to both teams on a great tournament.
The great thing is they'll all be back next year, and that coveted cup will come into play, and the women will have a chance to go down that road again, and one of them coming home a winner. And we certainly appreciate all the time and effort put into by these girls coming home, doing the work, and reconnecting with friends and teams, and of course, the sport of hockey.
Yes, the sport of hockey will continue to grow and become a great, great thing to look forward in the future. And if any, this weekend is a representation of anything that's happened in hockey. And after COVID, this is going to be an awesome time for everybody. All the sponsors, the workers, the volunteers, the committees, the players, the coaches, everyone who has made such a big contribution to this. Right now we have David Shulis, the commissioner at Center Ice, for the presentation of the trophies.
Yeah, one of the trophies is a donation for the MVP of the women's division for the most valuable player, and it is donated by the Mothers of Algonquin.
Congratulations, Ava Zatto, the award-winning player from the German Black Eagles. And she's posing for a photo, and congratulations, she played an excellent game. I think the biggest part of the game that opened it up was when it was 1-0 and Zatto came out of the penalty box and a pass up from her own zone, and she skated in and scored the second goal. I think that was a game breaker right there. So congratulations. Very well played. And the Kashubian Griffins take a bow for the game that they played in this and in the whole tournament. And also, we cannot forget the Irish Shamrocks and their contribution. Looking forward to the Algonquins coming back again in the future. And the presentation of the trophy to the captain of the German team. And the presentation is made by Commissioner David Shulis. David has been doing this since 2006 with only breaks during COVID. So it's great to see everything back and all those wonderful groups that are volunteers working together to make it possible. It would not have happened without them. Well, Marie, before we go, I just want to say thank you to all 370-plus hockey players who played here this weekend, no matter whether playing for the Algonquin, German, Irish, or Kashubian Polish teams. They've all done us proud and given us another great reason to celebrate our local heritage and unique culture right here in the Upper Madawaska and Opeonga River Valleys. I also want to mention the great presentation of hockey for the Heritage Hockey Games put on by Minor Hockey on Thursday evening, where there was 4 games put on by all the upcoming and rising stars of the future. Congratulations to them and for all the work that they did. And you could see the pride in the skills and the attempts by those young players to be a part of this amazing weekend.
Oh, and yeah, Mary, and also, I know you mentioned already the volunteers, but I really can't say enough about how many volunteers, and many of them are seniors, that come out, and as soon as I called them, they were willing to come out and do their part. So we need more volunteers, but I mean, it's up to them, it's up to us to encourage that, and because this wouldn't happen. If we didn't have them doing that, at the door, selling tickets, organizing teams, putting their time out there, it's great. And a lot of the support that comes from our nonprofit organizations who have helped to make this happen. Without them, we wouldn't have the coming together. A lot of people visit relatives, friends, haven't seen them for ages, and they're back here. Getting outside and spending their money and bringing all kinds of
benefits
to the community.
It was great to see some old school friends, and I saw a lot of gossip going up and down the stands with family and photos, and it was a real homecoming, a blessed homecoming, and so happy to see everybody having a great time. Okay, so it's a great kickoff for spring now. And let's not forget also the township staff who kept this Paul J. Yakabuski Arena in tip-top shape. And, of course, the local taxpayers who kept the lights on and the ice frozen. And it was great to see them. They put in a lot of many hours here. And apparently 22 ice floods yesterday. And this new ice surface that we have really got it put to them. But the staff here did an excellent job. Congratulations and special thanks to them. Okay. Well, that's about wraps it up. The men's game is coming up next. It won't be as exciting, though, as the women's, I'm sure, for sure. Anyway, I'm Mary Blank.
I'm Marie Villeneuve, and both of us are here on the Opiongo line and Station Keepers, who are the main sponsors of this podcast.
We hope you enjoyed the game and hope you'll all come back again next year. Stay tuned, same time, same place, same amazing happenings. Good day, good luck, goodbye.
That was Mary Blank and Marie Villeneuve. And although they both know a thing or two about lacing on the blades, don't let their understanding of the astrophysics of hockey sticks and rubber pucks fool you. Both are accomplished past masters of so many other things that we don't have time to tell you about all of them. But rest assured, they have, and still do, contribute to the well-being of the area. Mary Blank currently sits as a counselor for the township of Madawaska Valley, and Marie Villeneuve is one of the main driving forces behind the Station Keepers, the nonprofit group of volunteers that keeps us here at the Opiongo Line chugging along. I'm Kristen Marchand, and for our producer, Barry Conway, we'd like to thank all 375 players who played their hearts out this weekend in the Opiongo Heritage Cup. And especially to those dozens upon dozens of volunteers, including Mary Blank and Marie Villeneuve, who made it all happen behind the scenes. Good day, and God bless.